Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo!
Yo! What's up, man?
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's 6:19. Let's keep moving. It's time for sports. I forgot what we were doing.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges. So, when it comes game time, you always have something delicious to drink right there in your hand, cold, fresh.
Let's kick it off with NCAA men's college basketball. Last night, Michigan State beat the Rutgers 68-45. Bowling Green beat Central Michigan 90-69. Akron at Eastern was postponed. Western Michigan at Ball State was also postponed. Tonight, Minnesota going to be in Michigan at 8:30. Western Michigan or at Notre Dame, that's postponed as well. That was going to be played tonight. NBA basketball, last night the Bulls beating the Trailblazers 111-108. Tonight the Rockets going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7. Pistons going to be in Milwaukee playing the Bucks at 8. And the Bulls going to be in Sacramento playing the Kings at 10 o'clock tonight. NFL news. That's right, the Cleveland Browns. When it comes to the Cleveland Browns, some good news and there's some bad news. For the first time since 2002, the Browns made the playoffs, but they're sputtering a bit because head coach Kevin Stefanski, is that right? Along with four other others in the organization have tested positive for the coronavirus. Stefanski guided the team to the playoffs, but won't be on the sidelines for the game on Sunday, which kind of sucks. You know, you go the whole season with a team, and it's the first time you've ever made, basically, you've ever made the playoffs, and you can't play the first game. I kind of feel for him there, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm kind of pulling for the Browns a little bit. You know, you typically don't see Cleveland, even though they're from Ohio. I get it, but it's nice to see some other teams in there once in a while. So
I'm really excited for him. I like Baker Mayfield. I think he's a talented young player. You know, they've stuck through it. You see a lot of teams that are like, oh, okay, well, no, you didn't work out, so we're getting rid of you, you know? But they've given him tools. You know, they brought on Odell. God, who else? What's that other just boss receiver they have?
I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, they've surrounded him with good players. So instead of letting him flounder and continuing to make poor choices, they've decided to build, and look where it's got him. They've made the playoffs now for the first time since 2002, 2003. That's amazing. Right. That's awesome. That's what you like to see. Now, granted, that's a long turnaround, but that's what you want to see teams do. And if they keep it up, I think they're going to be a contending team under the arm of Baker Mayfield, in my opinion. So,
yeah, I think you're right. And it's kind of nice seeing him come around a little bit, because there's a couple of years there where you're like, oh, boy. Did they spend a lot of money on nothing?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. No, they spent a lot of money on nothing when they got Johnny Manziel. That's when they spent a lot of money on nothing. Johnny football. What a joke.
Which he's playing football again. He's playing in some weird league. There's another league coming up.
That doesn't count. You know what? I was watching old tapes of Johnny Manziel. Look, a talented quarterback, but at the level that he was at, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. If you had him on any other team other than Texas A&M, I don't think he would have done as well. He wasn't that good.
I mean, he was pretty damn good for the time.
In college, because he was a runner. I was watching it. It was this, the sad fall of Johnny Manziel. And I was watching it. And again, I know I'm no pro quarterback, but compared to some of the other people I've seen in his class and also just on there, I was like, I think someone's daddy's money got him a lot farther than it should have, in my opinion.
You're saying he's not going to have a 30 for 30 anytime soon, huh?
No, exactly. Let him play in his Canadian league where he belongs, so.
So there you go. That's my sports report this morning, bro.
I love it. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Coming in hot. Anyway, I was going to give you a quick look at the forecast, but I'm like, I don't want to do that. So
You never do.
Let's just do sports. Let's just get right to it. I forgot about that.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Oh, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So no matter what time it is, game time, nap time, sitting in your chair, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You got a Bud Light to enjoy or another great Bud product. So check it out. Yeah.
You know, I'll give you the weather, too. It's going to be cold, basically. That's what it's going to be. Cold.
Going to be cold.
Outside. Yeah. I was watching the meteorologist last night, and I was very, very, very interested in studying what he had to say. Dude, they do a thing for like a half an hour on the weather. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How can you talk about the weather for that long? It's going to be cold. That's it.
That's it.
Anyway.
That's all you need to know.
Talking about sports, though. Let's get to that, right? NCAA men's college basketball. It's a good segue, huh?
Perfect.
Michigan State beat the Rutgers 68-45. Bowling Green beating Central Michigan 90-69. Akron postponed with Eastern Michigan. So was Western and Ball State. That was postponed. Western was postponed at Notre Dame tonight as well. A lot of games being postponed. Minnesota going to be at Michigan tonight, though, at 8:30, if you guys want to catch a little college basketball. NBA, last night, Bulls beating the Trailblazers, 111-108. Tonight, the Rockets going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7 o'clock. Pistons in Milwaukee at 8. Bulls going to be in Sacramento playing the Kings at 10 o'clock. NFL news. A little Cleveland Brown news in the old sports report this morning. There's
stalling,
good news and there's some bad news.
Stalling.
Yeah, you like that? I had to get the story up. For the first time since 2002. Shut up. 2002, the Browns made the playoffs. You've heard. Everybody's talking about it. They're sputtering a bit because head coach Kevin Stefanski, along with four other players in the organization, or maybe not just players, four other people in the organization, I should say, they tested positive for the old Coroni. Stefanski guided them to the playoffs. Kind of sucks. He's not going to be able to join them for the first game since what? 2002?
That's
the last time they're in the playoffs.
That's a kind bummer, of a, dude. That is a bummer.
Kind of a
man.
Kick in the shin, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, first time since 2002, you know, kind of cheering for the Browns here because, we haven't seen him in the playoffs since then. So.
Almost two decades before, and he's got to sit out on the first game. Hopefully they win the first game and they can move on to the second one, because otherwise, sorry, Bo, you're going to have to wait till next year.
Saturday. You know, maybe that'll make him play better, though. Maybe that'll make him kind of, you know, hey, we got to win this one for Coach.
Yeah, do it for Coach. I don't know. We'll see, but I'm excited for the Browns. I am.
Yeah. There you go. Let's just wrap it up there. I got some baseball and soccer stories, but I'm sure you don't want to sit through those.
Not yet. We're going to have a full year of baseball in a few months. No, we'll hold off on that. So, all right.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, hold on to it. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. The delay is terrible.